went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Very happy that you're with us this evening. We'll wrap up our World Cup coverage tonight. We'll make one final trip to Brazil. We'll be speaking with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, who was in attendance at the final matches of the tournament. He's still down enjoying Rio de Janeiro, the Copacabana Beach, and all of that. So we'll talk to him a little bit later on in our show. Just a moment, we'll have Michael Lewis on to get his final thoughts on the World Cup and what do you think is up next for the U.S. national team and for soccer in this country as we wind down from a month of great, great soccer played in Brazil. In our second half hour, we'll switch our focus to the local pro teams. They're both in action this weekend. At 7 o'clock, we'll hear from the man of the match in the Rhinos' big 3-0 win over FC Dallas, Colin Rolfe. And after that, the newest member of the Western New York Flash, Australian international fullback Tegan Allen. And now back with us this evening is Mr. Red Card himself, Joe Sirianni. I almost called you Mr. Zero.
Hey, now you call me Mr. besides that.
There you go.
Well, anyway, I just thank you very much, Andrew, for all that you do for the show. And thank you to all our sponsors for making this show, you know, possible. But soccer, it's lived a month of excitement. People, I think I heard that there was like 83 million people that they watched the game yesterday, and all over the world.
830 million.
That's a lot of people, and it shows you one thing, that the game that we love, it's really getting up there. We hope all over the world. We hope that it will catch fire much a little bit more, and now that the United States can really say that. Even though we were eliminated by the champion, the people that won the World Cup, and that's you know, Germany. Actually, we are very, very proud that we do this show. We are very, very proud that we are able to have people that have seen the game live in every place in Brazil, and I can't say too much about, you know, what I lived in this month of excitement, because the TV has been the place where I've been watching games from different countries and from so I don't think we can ask too much. I think that we are blessed that we live in America. I think that we are blessed because we have all the things that we have, and God help soccer and God help United States of America for the next 4 years.
That's right, and we'll talk about that right now as we bring on Michael Lewis, our U.S. soccer correspondent, who was following the United States in Brazil for their World Cup odyssey. And tonight's U.S. soccer report is brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh, 248-2650. Go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Of course, soccer is number one at Top Notch Monogramming. You can get your U.S. national team gear. be proud that you are a fan of our national team. And, of course, all the other great things you can get at top-notch monogramming. Fall sports seasons for the schools just around the corner. Get all your monogrammed, embroidered towels, bags, uniforms, etc. at top-notch monogramming. Tell Tony and Michelle that you heard about their shop on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, how are things down in the Big Apple tonight?
So far, so good. There might be a thunderstorm or two rolling through, but so far it looks okay. I am at another soccer game tonight, but it hasn't started yet, so hopefully we'll get the game in.
Hopefully. We had actually a tornado warning in Canandaigua today, and there's a couple pictures of some funnel clouds, but I don't think there was any damage, thank goodness. So all you people out in the Canandaigua-Geneva area, you know, hopefully everything is well with you. But Michael, it's all over for 4 years. I can't believe it's done already. It just went by so fast, and certainly a lot of things to talk about. What was your impression of the final yesterday that Germany took the title and the first time the Europeans have ever won the title in the Western Hemisphere?
Well, Germany was the deserved champions. They were the most consistent team from start to finish, the deepest team, no doubt about it. Saying that, I thought Argentina put up a hell of a game. They brought their A game for once. They weren't playing just cynical defensive soccer, but there wasn't enough gas left in the Messi's tank to do anything, as we saw. And I guess I might be answering one of your later questions. I don't think he deserved to be player of the tournament. I think he's a hell of a player. He had a decent tournament, but there were several other players out there, several on Germany, Rodriguez on Colombia, that should have finished ahead of him. But, you know, for drama, I enjoyed the game because it went so deep, so late. And for headline writers, Super Mario, I don't know how many of those type of headlines were used in today's newspapers and websites, but it was probably a record for that. So, like I said, Germany deserving champions.
I totally agree with you, Mike, and I was, to tell you the truth, I was pulling for Germany because I want the Europe to win, and I all my Argentinian friends, they're probably going to be mad at me for
you better watch out. Pancho's going to tackle you
for saying that in the air. But I believe that Germany played the very, very hard game. Argentina for a while, they got very physical. I think that the Italian referee was pretty lenient in many cases. And, they got a goal that was called offside on both sides of the scheme. Because I think it was a pretty even game, except that Germany...
Schweinsteiger.
He had blood all over his face.
And Sebastian.
Sebastian, right. So anyway, I enjoyed the game. I mean, not because I was on the winning side, but I enjoyed the game because they played with tenacity and they played to win. And well, I feel bad for Messi because it was not his best game. I heard some people say that he was not at his best because he was vomiting on the field or something like that. I didn't see that. I don't know that he was sick. And if he was sick, certainly they should have replaced him because he didn't perform for his best.
How could you replace? You can't replace Messi. It's like trying to replace Maradona or Pelé. But, Mike, I'll tell you, one of the things, for all those naysayers out there who say, soccer's not a physical sport, why don't you ask some of the players in the match about the physicality? A couple of guys got their bells rung, and the big talking point was that a penalty on Neuer coming out? That almost looked like the Schumacher coming out on Bobby Stone and from the 82 World Cup. It was a terrible collision, but was it a penalty?
Well, yeah, I had the same remembrances, too, of the Schumacher incident, although it wasn't as blatant. I think Schumacher still did it on purpose, no matter what he said at the time or in future years. This time, I think I'm not certain if it was a penalty, but I can't believe that they didn't give a free kick to Argentina on the flight. I mean, I thought it was a foul by him at least, maybe even a yellow card. And I just don't think the referee got it right there, although I think the assistant referee was trying to help out. But obviously, when you look at officiating, assistant referees are the angels, and the man in the middle in the black is God. So he has the final say, the first and last word. So I'm not certain there was a penalty, but it should have been a free kick for Argentina.
What surprised me, Mike, was that the medical staff, being the collision the way it was, and the way he looked when they first took him out of the field, he was like he was confused, at the very least, and they allowed him to go back in.
That was the German player was injured, yeah, in the first half.
Yeah, and consequently they had to take him out, and when they took him out, I really got worried because he seems completely out of it. I mean, it was not coherent. It was coherent, but yet not coherent. So those are the kind of things that surprised me, that the medical staff allowed him to go back in.
See, magic spray doesn't help with those kind of collisions.
No, not at all. No, not at all.
You wonder if this was a regular season game, if he was not allowed to go back in, but because this was for all the marbles in the world, so to speak, that, if the player knew where he was, more or less, and he wanted to go in, they were going to let him in. I am just, this is supposition on my part, but, I agree with you. It's all about the player and the player's safety. And I know concussions, and this is a topic we could go on for hours about, but soccer is going to have to deal with this on so many different levels. And I know FIFA doesn't want to really deal with it because I think they're afraid of all the potential lawsuits coming from that. They don't want to lose their billions of dollars by any means, but it's always about the players, no doubt about it.
They might ban headers, who knows. But anyway, one last thing, Michael, before we let you go. Good news on the United States part. The World Cup final was the most watched soccer match in history. 26.5 million people. That's 17.3 million from ESPN and 9.2 million from Univision. So certainly, again, for the naysayers out there, this was one of the most watched sporting events in U.S. history. And I think it's just going to continue to go on from here. We got the Women's World Cup next year. If the U.S. does well, I think you're going to see some great audiences there. But, you can't say anymore that soccer has not arrived. Soccer's here. Now it's a matter of where does it go from here.
I know of so many people who watch the World Cup who aren't or weren't soccer fans, who just enjoyed it. And there's no doubt that soccer has risen to a new level of respectability in this country. And I think I've talked about this before. You've talked about this before. It depends on what team or country or level you're dealing with. You've got more soccer fans out there. But we'll see if that turns into professional soccer fans for either Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, the Flash, or any team in Major League Soccer. I think it will translate into that. It's sort of like I call it a trickle-down effect. Slowly but surely, it's gaining in more and more respectability. But, yes, soccer has arrived. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be more embedded into our culture. It might not be like baseball, football, or basketball yet, but I believe it's surpassed hockey as a popular team sport.
Well, it may not be because of the World Cup, but they had 62,000 people in Seattle last night to see the Sounders against the Portland Timbers. There may have been other factors there, obviously, but still, 62,000 people to see an MLS match, one of the largest crowds that was not related to another match, international match coinciding. So We're doing well. But, Michael, thanks so much again for all your coverage down in Brazil. I really appreciate you taking time to be on the show with us from the World Cup. And we'll be with you again next Monday as we shift back over to the MLS and all the domestic leagues. So have fun with your match today in New York.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good night, gentlemen, and a good week.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Michael every week here on our show. And next up, we will go one last time to Brazil, down to Rio de Janeiro with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The West and New York Flash continue their three-match homestand this Friday night at Salem Stadium against second-place FC Kansas City, featuring U.S. internationals Amy Rodriguez, Nicole Barnhart, Amy LaPelbet, and Becky Sauerbrunn. Kickoff is at 7:30. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The West and New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Salem Stadium this Saturday night against the Wilmington Hammerheads in a key USL Pro League match starting at 7:35. Enjoy everyone's favorite family holiday in the middle of summer as the Rhinos celebrate Christmas in July night. Presented by the Hillside Family of Agencies, there will be Christmas decor, a Christmas cookie-eating contest, and pictures with Santa. Bring a toy to donate to the children of the Hillside Family of Agencies and receive a $5 discount off admission. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
How did I know if I was going to use this music? It's not New York City, but of course it's the real Copacabana we're going to next. Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro, joined by Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and the International Report brought to you this week by Allstate Insurance and local agent Edsel Scolo. Number to call is 244-2130, and Edsel has a brand new office location, 919 Winton Road South, Suite 204, if you want to visit him in person. Dick, thank you so much for being on the show with us from Brazil. And, boy, I'm sure you've got some stories to tell us.
Boa noite, guys. Good evening from Rio. It's been a great day today. The sun has been shining. People have been out on the Copacabana Beach and the Ipanema Beach, and there's still lots of fans in Brazil wanting to spend a few days relaxing before they head home.
What about you, Dick? How do you enjoy the beach?
It's been an amazing situation, guys. You really have to be here to experience it, especially when we're talking about the final yesterday. The atmosphere was just electric in the stadium, and obviously a dramatic game decided by that late goal by Goetze. But what a tournament overall. What do you think? The FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, gave it a 9.25 this morning in the closing press conference. What's your thoughts on the tournament?
I would think that I sort of agree with the president, 9.5, 9.6. I think that there has been very, very good tournament in all respect. You know, soccer has been played at the highest level. There's been losers, there have been winners, and we have seen people emotion come, crying for having to lost, and join for having to won. I mean, those are the emotion that I have seen, and those are the emotion that I will remember forever and ever from people that they represent their country and they wear their jersey with honor.
Yeah, it's actually the one thing I should mention, and it was an interesting statistic that came out this morning, is that there were over 200,000 tickets bought by fans from the US of A. And I've bumped into quite a few people from the States talking about the games, and in fact, father and son from Indianapolis yesterday, we were talking about Michael Bradley and his time in Toronto, and it was been great, the response from the American fans, and of course, the Stars and Stripes gave them, you know, did themselves proud, really. Tim Howard, of course, had the game of his life, and that was one of the stories, I think, of this tournament, because to my mind, and I don't know what your thoughts are, guys, but the level of goalkeeping, I think, in this particular World Cup has been quite outstanding, and Manuel Neuer, deservedly winning the award for the best goalkeeper in the tournament, but there were lots of superb displays by goalkeepers in many of the games.
I'm sure that makes you happy, Dick, being a former keeper yourself. We're with Dick Howard live from Rio de Janeiro as we wrap up our World Cup coverage. Dick, which matches did you attend while you were there?
What I did, I came down for the final days of the tournament. I saw the two semifinals and the third place match in the Fan Fest, and there's been over 4 million people attending the Fan Fest in Brazil, would you believe? The Fan Fest that I was going to each time was on the Copacabana Beach. There were 30,000 people in excess of watching the games on the Fan Fest. And then in the final itself, I was sitting with the fans in the crowd. I didn't want to sit in the press box. I wanted to get into the crowd, and I sat next to a gentleman who'd flown in overnight from Germany, and four British fans who were staying on after the demise of England. And it was a tremendous atmosphere. Great show prior to the final game itself, featuring Shakira. And overall, the atmosphere in the stadium was just tremendous, guys. It's one of those things that I really honestly feel, you know, I wish you were there to experience it. It was just electric.
Hopefully we'll have the World Cup back in the U.S. again sometime in our lifetime so we can experience it. A couple things I want to ask you, Dick. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you for my lovely and gracious wife, the owner of Opera Bracelets. Did you have a chance to see Placido Domingo in the big concert that they had on the Friday night?
I didn't see the concert. I know that some of my friends from FIFA went along to watch it, and apparently, from all accounts, was an excellent concert, but I did not go to that. I spent the evening actually talking to a FIFA friend of mine, Jürgen Netfer, who's the head of the technical department of FIFA, talking about the technical study group and some of the observations they've made in the game. So mine was more a functional meeting with FIFA as opposed to a meeting with a concert of that magnitude.
Well, Dick's always working, but I want to ask you, I think the most memorable moment of the World Cup was the semifinal with Germany and Brazil. I mean, it's something, a game I think it's going to be talked about for decades to come. And you were in the middle of the Fan Fest. Tell us what it's like when basically the Brazilian team self-destructed and lost in the most incredible fashion you could ever possibly imagine.
Unbelievable. You know, they're calling it the Masque and the Mineral, the stadium in Belo Horizonte. And it was just incredible, you know, the way they gave up the first goal, you know, very poor defending, which has been a feature of their play throughout this tournament, unfortunately. And then the four goals in 6 minutes, it was just, you thought you were watching a high school game, you know, the quality of defending, defenders that couldn't defend, midfield players who couldn't track back, and less said about the striking force of Joe and Reggie. They just did nothing. It was unbelievable. And I say Brazilians have just been in a state of shock following it. And, of course, as you know, Filipe Scolari has resigned. He's said enough is enough. And then certainly that was the case. You know, it was obviously on the cards having the second defeat to the Netherlands, although they did play better in the third place match, it has to be said. And again, unfortunately, sloppy defending gave up the first two goals, and they're behind the eight ball. So from a standpoint of the host country, it really has been a disaster. But the one great thing, guys, in the football was the big win in the country of football, and the fans, they still came out to the games. They still, you know, were there, and the attendance rank just below the U.S. with regards to number of fans watching the games. So it, all in all, has been a remarkable tournament, and everybody this morning in the closing press conference were full of praise for the work done by the Brazilian Federation, the local organizing committee, all the volunteers, and it was a very positive conference to close things off.
Dick, you know, from my perspective, I'd like to have your comments about the powers to be, Italia, Spain, you know, Brazil. What is going on? I mean, why the failure of those teams that were regarded to be, you know, in the running? What, I mean, is the youth, is the old versus the youth? How do you see that?
It's a good point, Joe. I think one of the things, and you can direct it at the player that won the best player in the tournament of all, of course, Lionel Messi, there was a feeling amongst many of the people watching him that he looked tired, you know, and when you look at the pressures of a season in Europe, not only playing in La Liga, but also playing in the Champions League, and there were a lot of tired players, I think, playing for some of the key countries, and I would include England and Italy in that category. And tied in with that, of course, playing in quite demanding conditions at times, although the heat wasn't as bad as was expected. But all these things have to be taken into consideration, and that's why I think a country such as Costa Rica, you know, which, what a marvelous story for the Ticos, you know, the way they came through. They just didn't have that kind of pressure. But I think that's one of the things that comes into it. And, you know, you've got professional players that are on a very exhausting schedule, and sometimes it catches up with them.
Certainly does. It's a very difficult sport, especially when you're playing in heat like that. But we saw a fleeting glimpse of one Vladimir Putin in the crowd, and obviously the thoughts now turn to Russia in 4 years. And, you know, it's been a lot of talk about can Russia, you know, they pulled off the Winter Olympics in Sochi, but there was certainly some controversy around some of the things that happened with those Olympics. I mean, What do you think about the Russian World Cup coming up? I mean, there's certainly going to be a lot of travel, much like it was in Brazil this time around.
Yeah, well, they gave a very good presentation this morning. The one of the heads of the organizing committee gave a video presentation and was sort of welcoming the world in 4 years' time to Russia. They seem to have everything in order, whereas compared to Qatar, where there's still a lot of construction taking place. But they feel that the infrastructure is there and certainly will be in place for the tournament. But again, as you rightly mentioned, you've got travel to some of the venues, if that's going to be the case. But they've been working on it for the last couple of years, and certainly They feel that they're ready to receive the world in 4 years' time. But to my mind, nothing will replace this tournament in my eyes. You know, I think there's a lot of people agreeing, but it has been one of the best tournaments ever in respect of the excitement and all the things that went on with it. And Brazil as a country has been tremendous in welcoming the world. Wherever I've been in Rio, everybody can't do anything but help you, and it's been a fabulous atmosphere.
One final thought for me. It's been divulged yet the cost of the tournament, total tournament, and what it does really cost for FIFA to put this tournament?
Well, the thing with, the dollars and cents are always a factor, but the one thing that will happen, and this came out, is that there will be a legacy left with regards to infrastructure and also with women's football in Brazil, and in FIFA talking about an amount of about $100 million being given to the Brazilian Federation for its legacy following the tournament itself. And as you well know, there are considerable expenses with putting on a tournament of this nature, and it was very open today with some of the information that FIFA were giving out, and this is a hope that it will help the infrastructure of football, which really needs some work being done to, and we're talking now about stadia, and now you've got 12 quality stadia available for the Brasileiro, which starts, ironically, the first games tomorrow, and I hope to go and watch Flamengo play in a game tomorrow night. So football continues, even though the country is still recovering from the disaster in Belo Horizonte.
Now, Michael's at a youth game tonight. You're going to Flamenco, and I'm covering the Rhinos and the Flash. And boy, it just never ends. And my wife sometimes
says she wished
it did end for a little while. There was some kind of downtime, but of course, not in a World Cup year. It's very difficult when you have the teams playing in for a whole month's time. But Dick, when are you coming back?
I come back on Thursday, so then get into the swing of things. I'm noting, through the internet, of course, it's great what you can cover. And that's one of the amazing things about this tournament, guys. And, with regards to the way that it's being conveyed with all the social media, it's just absolutely incredible. And in fact, FIFA is saying that 450 million Facebook users were doing, interacting with regards to the tournament. It was just a global stadium, as they call it, and it's quite remarkable some of the figures that were given out of viewership and the like, because they reckon over 1 billion people watched the final game yesterday.
That's fantastic. Well, Dick, we wish you a safe travels back to Toronto, and enjoy the rest of your time in Rio, and have some of that Brazilian liqueur that Alex Loy likes so much. So
I had one this afternoon on Ipanema Beach. It was delightful, and I've just finished writing my postcards, so you should be getting my postcards hopefully in the not too distant future, guys.
I hope it's a postcard from the beach.
Yeah, careful what's on it, Joe.
That's what I mean.
Well, Dick, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week from back home in Toronto.
Great, guys. Thanks again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Be safe.
That's Dick Howard live from beautiful Rio de Janeiro, and that puts a wrap on the World Cup. And it's going to be a month that we will not soon forget. It was a tremendous tournament and great for the sport we love. And hopefully that now translates to bigger crowds for the Rhinos and the Flash. We'll talk about that next part of our show. We'll be joined by the catalyst of the Rhinos 3-0 win over FC Dallas on Friday. Colin Rolfe is joining us next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
The Western New York Flash continue their three-match homestand this Friday night at Salem Stadium against second place FC Kansas City, featuring U.S. internationals Amy Rodriguez, Nicole Barnhart, Amy LaPelbet, and Becky Sauerbrunn. Kickoff is at 7:30. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com. The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team at the Blue Cross Arena the past 3 seasons. Because of you, the Lancers led the league in attendance for the 2nd straight year. Later this fall, the Lancers will be back in the brand new Nationwide Major Arena Soccer League, so don't miss out. Lancers season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at the Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to purchase your tickets today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor. At 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Salem Stadium this Saturday night against the Wilmington Hammerheads in a key USL Pro League match starting at 7:35. Enjoy everyone's favorite family holiday in the middle of summer as the Rhinos celebrate Christmas in July night. Presented by the Hillside Family of Agencies, there will be Christmas decor, a Christmas cookie eating contest, and pictures with Santa. Bring a toy to donate to the children of the Hillside Family of Agencies and receive a $5 discount off admission. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best
oh boy.
Time of the year.
Can't be Burleigh's. And, of course, this Saturday night, it's Christmas in July at Salem Stadium. Santa Claus and presents and cookies with no snow, though. Thank goodness. They'll put some in. They let hail in that one match this year and covered the field.
I hope they have an air-conditioned suit.
There you go. Hope Santa comes in his dune buggy. Anyway, this is Andrew Battisti with Joseph Redcard Sirianni on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And again, the Rhinos in action this Saturday night, a very important match against the Wilmington Hammerheads, one of the top teams in the league. And joining us right now is who I think should be the player of the week in the USL Pro. We'll see if the media pundits vote that way. It'll certainly be on the team of the week for his goal and an assist against FC Dallas on Friday night, joined by Colin Rolfe. And again, the Rhinos Saturday night against Wilmington, 454-KICK. Go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets for Christmas in July. And again, if you donate a toy to Hillside, you'll get a $5 discount off your ticket. Well, Colin, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. Thanks for being on the show with us. And it's the first time you've been on, so welcome. And obviously, a big win on Friday for the Rhinos, and you really broke out with a goal that you scored in the first half, and then the first goal that J.C. Banks had, actually your shot was saved by the keeper, and J.C. put in the rebound, so really you were the catalyst for both goals. So congratulations. I know it's been a long time coming for you to get a league goal.
Yeah, definitely. It was a good overall performance from the whole team, and I thought, you know, the result was pretty indicative of, you know, how we played.
Colin, what was the difference from this game to the previous game? I mean, what was changed?
I think our movement off the ball was a lot better than in a few past games, and we defended very well as a team, and we've definitely seen that throughout stretches this year, but we're just, you know, working every day on getting those aspects a little bit more consistent.
And Colin, I just noticed with the call in the game, the defense for FC Dallas was a little bit suspect. And maybe it was because of the youth. They had a couple of teenagers back there just out of high school, really. So the Rhinos, I think their experience up front with yourself and JC and Alex, I think take advantage of some of the maybe the inexperience of FC Dallas back there?
We weren't aware that they had anybody really that young in the back, but again, it was a game that we played very well. We were real strong on the attack and very sound offensively. We didn't give up a lot of chances, and you know, overall, it was definitely a good team win.
Colin, just for the sake of me knowing, I mean, tell them, you know, the position that you play is a pretty well demanding position. A lot of bruises, a lot of kicking, a lot of hits you take. Tell us, is it really tough to play in this league, or just against certain team?
It's definitely a physical league. But, you know, I played hockey my whole life, so I'm pretty used to, you know, a little bit of physicality. And, yeah.
That certainly. I mean, those defenders better watch out. If you know how to use your body very well, playing experience in hockey, and again, watching the World Cup, we were saying earlier that, you know, if anybody thinks that soccer is not a physical sport, all you had to do was ask some of the players in the World Cup who were banged around pretty good. So I know that you resemble that remark. You get a lot of bumps and a lot of physicality as a target forward. So I know coming up on Friday or on Saturday night, you got Wilmington, a team that we drew 0-0 at their place, and their field's very small. So I think having our bigger field's going to help us against the Hammers.
Yeah, I think so. That was our second game on the weekend that we played them. So we're going to be coming into this game looking to be real sharp and definitely aiming for 3 points.
And, of course, the Hammers have to play Harrisburg the night before, so we sort of turnabout is fair play, Joe. I know
that doesn't really mean anything, I tell you. Well, we've seen it before when people come in over here that played the night before, they come in and they beat us, you know, because it was sometime we misunderstand and we take it easy a little bit more than we should.
No. Well, Colin, one last question. What's it like playing under Bob Lilly? I know he's a very much of a teaching coach. So what has it been like for you as a player playing under Bob?
Don't say anything bad.
No, he's been great. It's, you know, he challenges us every day to, you know, bring our best to practice so that the team can get the betterment of, you know, everybody's effort. And, I mean, even in these past few months, I think everybody on the team has seen that we've been improving, and you know, Bob will keep us on that road, and you know, hopefully we'll definitely make even more strides in the later half of the season.
Well, Colin, I'll be doing the play-by-play for the game on Saturday, as Joe Giuliano is going to be away for the weekend. So I want to have my goal call ready. So you got to put one in the back of the net for me, so I can do my best Andres Cantor imitation. So thanks a lot for being with us, and good luck on Saturday against Wilmington.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for being with us. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Colin Rolfe, and before we go to our break, we want to talk about something big that's happening this weekend as well that Joe is certainly much a part of. It's the annual Festa Italiana at the Italian American Community Center.
At 150 Frank Dimino Way off Manitou Road, and it's going to be a beautiful affair. We're going to have food galore over there for people to enjoy. Just come and see us, and you'll have a great time. We have great entertainment, something new that had never been done before at the community center. Andrew, you can tell the name of the band that we're going to have because you got it in front of you.
We got lots of bands playing. Boy, you can't even run them all down. The Coupe de Ville's on Thursday, one of the top bands in Rochester. They've been around for many, many years. They're headlining with Goodness on Friday and Shine on Saturday. Lots of different bands going from 4 to 11:30. And on Saturday, they're playing starting at 11:30 in the morning. So it happens Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And we don't want to forget also, as I mentioned, my wife is the owner of Opera Bracelets. If you love opera, as I know many of you do, there's going to be a night at the opera every night there'll be late afternoon at the festival, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 4:30, and also a 2 p.m. appearance on Saturday with some of the top opera singers in Rochester. You'll certainly have a great time. And, of course, we don't want to forget Joe Scalisi, who is a great Dean Martin he's a tribute artist for Dean Martin. He's going to be playing every night. And Elio Scaccio, another great Italian singer, will be performing as well. So much to eat and so much to listen to.
Just for the record, those guys are guys that played in Las Vegas. So it's just famous actor that are coming to Rochester. Thanks to our promoters that, they got a good connection. They're bringing them.
And if 16 and under, free with adult. Call 594-8882 or go to IACCRochester.org. And don't forget, of course, Saturday, every type festival, you got to have bocce.
Exactly.
So that'll be happening on Saturday.
And all the things go to, all the proceeds go to Camp Good Days and Special Time.
Well, certainly, we want to be there. I'll be there. I'll be probably wearing my Chelsea jersey.
No, never mind the Chelsea jersey.
Well, coming up next...
I'll just wear the Italian jersey.
Okay. Coming up next, we're happy to be joined by Tegan Allen of the Western New York Flash in action on Friday night against FC Kansas City at Salem Stadium. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is McCall Zerboni from the Western New York Flash, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Salem Stadium this Saturday night against the Wilmington Hammerheads in a key USL Pro League match starting at 7:35. Enjoy everyone's favorite family holiday in the middle of summer as the Rhinos celebrate Christmas in July night. Presented by the Hillside Family of Agencies, there will be Christmas decor, a Christmas cookie eating contest, and pictures with Santa. Bring a toy to donate to the children of the Hillside Family of Agencies and receive a $5 discount off admission. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Western New York Flash continue their three-match homestand this Friday night at Salem Stadium against second-place FC Kansas City, featuring U.S. internationals Amy Rodriguez, Nicole Barnhart, Amy LaPelbet, and Becky Sauerbrunn. Kickoff is at 7:30. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Won't sing Matilda, won't sing Matilda.
It seems like we play this song practically every other week on our show. That's because we're very, very happy to have three members of the Matildas, the Australian women's national team, on the Western New York Flash. And joining us right now is the newest member of the Flash, who just joined the team a few weeks back, and she's played 37 times for Australia, and she's only 20 years old. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Joined by Tegan Allen. Tegan's appearance brought to you by The Flash. The Flash with a big match this Friday against FC Kansas City starting at 7:30. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great match. Tegan, thanks for being with us, and welcome to Western New York.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
That's a pleasure. Well, my colleague here, Mr. Sirianni, has family in Australia. So
in Melbourne, but not too far from where you are. And just tell me, I as Andrew and I were talking before, and he revealed your age. I says, usually I'm a father, and I won't let my daughter go no place at 20 years old. I'm so protective. How did you manage to convince your parents to let you come to the United States?
Well, I guess I've been traveling since I was like 15 with the national team overseas for long periods of time. So I've been doing it for a long time. My parents are fine with it. They're going to come to the World Cup in Germany soon, so that'll be their first trip away with me watching soccer. So I've kind of got used to it. I'm not used to being away from home, and it's just comes as nature.
Who did you want to win yesterday?
Who did I want to win? I wanted Germany to win because my mum's background is German.
Yeah, me too. I want Germany to win too. So we share. Yeah.
Joe's still in mourning, Tegan, because the Italians were bounced out of the tournament in the group stage. So, but I want to ask you, how did you come to play for the Flash? Was it the connections with Sam and Lydia being on the team already?
Yeah. Well, I've always wanted to come try out the league over here in America because I've heard it's really good, and some of the girls that have played in the American League that are currently in the Matildas have told me it's really good. So, tried to get some info about it, and next thing I know it, I've got a contract for Flash, which was really cool, and signed it, and now I'm here.
How about that? And it's amazing. And one of the things I have to ask you, because I was at the post-game festivities after the game on Saturday, and I know you were there with Lydia, and her leg was wrapped up and tighter than a drum. Obviously, we were very concerned with what happened on Saturday with her getting hurt. Do you give us an update on what her status is, what the injury was?
Well, I'm still not sure what is wrong with her at the moment. I think she went to get MRIs today, but she hasn't got the results back, so I couldn't really tell you much. Besides, I hope she gets better soon.
I know, definitely. Well, Kelsey Weiss certainly stepped in, and boy, what a job she did. She kept the Flash in the match, especially being down to 10 players after the red card to Kat Reynolds. So I know it was a tough. I'm sure it was tough for you as a defender trying to defend 10v11. But you guys, you know, the Flash were in the match the whole way, all the way to the final whistle, and that says a lot for the team.
Yeah, well, Kelsey came on and did a great job there. I think she did more than her role, and she played really well. And, yeah, I guess at soccer you have to, like, deal with what gets thrown at you, and I think our team did well. Just an unlucky penalty that obviously got called.
Was that a penalty?
Pardon?
Was that a penalty or just a dive?
Oh, well... I don't really have an opinion on it, but I don't think it was a penalty. But you have to learn to deal with it, those calls.
You're very diplomatic, Tegan, for someone so young, believe me. But what is it like for you? I know having a chance to play along with Sam Kerr, who is, you know, your not only your teammate, but she's very obviously very close to you in age, and also Lydia, who's your keeper for the Matildas. What is that like for you, being a part of a team with two of your national team players?
Well, it's definitely a bonus coming into an American team and having two players that you've already played with in the Matilda squad. And I've been playing with also Sam for a while now, since maybe I was 15, just starting off in the under-17s national team. So really close with her and Lydia too, but definitely a bonus. And, yeah, I enjoy it.
So how do you like the weather over here now?
I love the weather here. It's cold where I'm from at the moment, so... I'm liking this hot weather.
I know Sam was, when we had our kickoff dinner, it was a little chilly that night, and Sam, I think, was a little freezing with what she was wearing, but I know it's definitely summer weather finally made it after all those months. But this coming Friday, you've got FC Kansas City, a team that got absolutely, like I say, they had the German-Brazil result against them, and it was 7-1 they lost to Portland, so obviously they're going to be coming in hungry, having been embarrassed by Portland. What do you expect to see from FC Kansas City?
Well, I guess you have to go into every game like you're versing the best team. You have to have no doubts. Well, I think we're going to... Last game we did have a good lead-up in training. We trained hard. Just unlucky, as I said before, but I'm sure we'll do fine in this game. We'll go in, we'll go hard, and hopefully come away with a good result.
Well, Tegan, we appreciate you being on the show with us, and we want to wish you guys the best of luck on Friday and for the rest of the season, and we look forward to seeing you on the field on Friday at Salem Stadium. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be
I forgot to tell her, you reckon, and when I went to Australia, I learned to say you reckon. That means you understand.
Stick to Italian, Joe. Speaking of Italian, before we sign off, I want to again remind everybody the Festa Italiana taking place at the Italian American Community Center Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for 150 Frank Domino Way off Manitou Road near Buffalo. Get down 531, get off at Manitou, make a left, and look where all the cars are. That's where the Italian Festival is on your left-hand side. Tickets 585-594-8882 or go to IACC of Rochester.org. How much are tickets?
$5.
$5. There you go. Can't beat that. For an evening of fun and entertainment.
And good food.
Yeah, make sure you come hungry, because every possible delicious Italian and not American food, too, will be available at the festival, and great entertainment. So we all encourage everyone to come down after the Flash match and the Rhinos match, or beforehand, because they'll be open for lunch as well.
4 o'clock.
Okay, so thanks, everybody. We want to appreciate you joining us for the show tonight. We want to thank Colin Rolfe from the Rhinos, Dan Drew helping us in the Rhinos office with Greg Stanton, Dave Slinsky, Pat Erkley, Tegan Allen from the Western New York Flash, Jackie Maynard, Mike Cipolla, Aaron Lyons from The Flash, and Renee Meyer. Can't forget her. She works extremely hard. Go see her at the Flash Shack during all the matches. The Flash are in action Friday against FC Kansas City starting at 7:30, and the Rhino Saturday at 7 against Wilmington. Great soccer action at Salem Stadium this weekend. 454 kicks, get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard live from Brazil, and Michael Lewis in New York. Bob D'Angelo down at WISL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Want to note that.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.